Q&A session. During the circle, you can also list out your questions, comments, and we'll collect those afterwards as well. So if you have any questions or anything that you want to provide to us now, just pass them down to the end of the row. Okay? All right.
So you can look later, not detailed now, but on page 14 and 15 of your booklet are more details about the circle process. There's some references. For the purposes tonight, you can see this isn't a circle, so we're pretending so you can see that the circle expands to you. So we got a semicircle. Normally you'd have a full circle. In the circle, I've asked them to bring something that is a model of their intention that captures the significance for them of their project, and they brought a lot of different things that I might have one of them discuss. Who brought all this and wants to just say what's on the table? Grab the mic. We're going to use the mic as a talking stick.
Well, we brought the Bible because the Word of the Lord, the Word of God, is certainly something by which we live. The Vatican documents, because the people of God is our primary goal, their joys and sorrows. Mm-hmm. So the Vatican document, and the face of the immigrant, because the immigrant is one of the two main issues that we work on. And then the ambiance of flowers and a cloth is very important to bring beauty to life. And the globe is essential because we think globally. Because all people in the world have a right to life and to liberty and to dignity and to self-determination.
Thanks. Okay, hang on to the mic, and we're gonna. Whenever they want to speak or they're done, they'll see who else wants to come next. There's a lot of practices of the circle that we can't do for the purposes of the demo, but I call this a talking stick circle. There are others, a talking piece council. There are conversational councils, reflection or silent councils. There's always a guardian in the circle. That's going to be me tonight. But if you ever do this process, somebody gets to be the designated guardian whose purpose it is to see, are you getting off track? Is somebody getting into a discussion or a debate or an argument where you can go, wait, time out. I don't think we're following the purpose of our conversation. Could we get back on track? And everybody can be a guardian, but there's one designated guardian. For tonight's purpose, that will be me. And there's three practices of this circle. Speak with intention. So what is the intention for saying what you're saying? Listen with attention. So really listen to the people speaking as well as what you're hearing in your own heart. And tend to the well-being of the group. That's kind of the guardian role. Is this being useful, energizing, helpful? What's needed to be different? Okay? So that's the simplistic version. And I'm just going to start by asking whomever. One thing I know from meeting with them on the phone and talking with them before is they've been up to some things that focus around immigrants and human trafficking. And part of the question was, what are you up to now, or what wants to be next for you?
You said you'd be first.
Did I ask for this? Well, we've completed an educational project around human trafficking, and we completed a DVD called We Are All Immigrants, speaking of the people who are on that we interviewed. And by the way, we have some of those if anybody wants one. And we're kind of in this place like, okay, we completed two projects that we felt were important, that we feel good about, and we need a focus for another major project. And we know there's lots of suffering out there and lots of need out there. And so we're kind of looking.
Coming from the work that I do with primarily Latino immigrants in Pittsburgh, and really on the ground, grassroots, working daily with immigrants in need, you know, these would be low-income immigrants. I experienced both assisting victims of human trafficking as well as persons who are in desperate need of some change in immigration status in this country, some the need for comprehensive immigration reform. So on both levels, we still haven't completed our work, I don't think, because in working with victims of human trafficking, the persons I'm working with, of course, are from Guatemala, they speak Spanish. Intensive amount of case management is needed, and there aren't the structures yet in Allegheny County to provide that, like, readily available. We really have had to do, I've had to spend hours on it, and translating with the families is only one part of it. So that, the actual case management, once you identify victims of human trafficking, how to actually get the help for them that they need to live here, to adapt here. And then secondly, with regard to immigration reform, we sure haven't achieved that yet. We did do that wonderful DVD, which got the problem out there, but we still don't have comprehensive immigration reform. And we have a new mayor coming to Pittsburgh who is willing to listen, who is really willing to listen and integrate. So I think we still have work to do in terms of those two areas.
So do any of the others of you share in this view, or is there something you add to that? Or do you have a whole different direction?
Can I say something,
Maria?
I don't really want to add, I guess, something different in direction. I think it resonates within me that these are two important issues. Now, exactly what and how we're going to do it, I think, remains to be seen as something we have to spend a lot of time with. I just have to say what struck me when you did the introduction, Susan, was bringing the documents from Vatican II here. And that's an article I use oftentimes, you know, from Gaudium et Spes. And that's what touches me when we did the DVD, was that as human beings, we want to embrace, you know, the joys, the sorrows, the hopes of all people. And that was one thing that touched me the most in that DVD, was that we're touching the lives of all people, maybe in asking them to raise their consciousness to how they look at something you talked about in your presentation today, is the whole sense of diversity. Because whether they come from a different culture, whether they come from a different neighborhood, there's something inside of me, inside of us, that still needs to be looked at in terms of diversity.
Somebody else?
I would add to that also, as Janice was speaking, and Maria, that there is so much to be done in the field of immigration, and they kind of cross paths, the trafficking also. Because when we did the DVD, we interviewed, I think, about 50 people at least, who are immigrants here in the city of Pittsburgh, and not all Spanish-speaking. And the issue was the same. Of all they want is to work, to get something, to live, to have something for their families, to pay back to the country, and to just live and be happy and have a chance. And it just came through, no matter who they were, and their stories were so touching. And it's like, we need to do something to help them get that freedom.
I want to push on this, though, because what can we practically do? We have, I don't know how many congregations represented in the group, okay? And those congregations have capital in that they have connections. Mm-hmm. We all have gray hair. We're all aging in our congregations, so we don't have lots of young energy to put at this, but we have connections. And I want to push for, how can we, do you even think the group is ready to mobilize? Like, for example, my center really needs support, needs organizing around fundraising and needs volunteer help. I would love to see I was thinking how to organize a circle with the Latino women, especially, you know, and I would to get them to say, instead of Sister Janice do for me, get them to say what do they, you know, what do they need. But like my center, I need money and I need volunteers. So
let me interrupt as the guardian, as the facilitator, just for a moment, because I'm hearing, and I know there's lots more to say, but I'm really hearing and feeling a passion, a real deep sense of accomplishment. You're doers, not just thinkers, and yet there was a phrase you just said about, I really want, what is it you really want? This is to all of you. What is it you really want if there were no obstacle to it?
Well, I guess I really want to make a difference somehow. And you know, as you're talking, Janice, I'm thinking, well, it seems, I don't know, it just seemed obvious to me at the moment. It's like, well, why don't we put our whole energy behind your project? We don't quite know how to do that, but put our whole energy behind your project. You're doing this great work.
Sounds
you've got
sweet
this.
To me.
You know, why do we need to look for something else? You've got something really important started. And maybe that's where we should really try to figure out how we can support you. We don't have money to give you as such, but...
No, but those connections.
But those connections. But we also... There's other ways somehow. I'm not sure how.
So I'm seeing head nodding. Is there an agreement that these... What she's talking about seems to be the objective or the goal, but then you're hearing, I don't know how yet. Is that kind of the agreement?
I would agree to that.
Okay.
But look at the membership we have in this group. Would it happen? Like, really? Or should we just try a different angle? Not just the five of us, but will we be... It doesn't sound like...
Why should I be...
Does it sound like it would be something that you all, knowing the group, think the group would assume?
Maybe we could broaden it a little bit. Today I was happened to be at a meeting of church people in the North Hills area, and they were mostly ministers searching for ways to help people in the North Hills. Where are the injustices in the North Hills, racially and every other way? And they phrased it in a way that surprised me, because as they described the North Hills, they said that there are so many communities in the North Hills, but no community has a center to call its own. They have a post office. If you're in a town, you've got places to go. They don't have a place to go where to form community in their areas. And the one minister said, in my parish, there are 26 zip codes represented. I thought, whoa. So anyway, we were taught, they were brainstorming about what are the issues. And they came up with many issues. But immigration and trafficking were two of them. And the one minister said there is definitely trafficking in the North Hills. Now, we didn't have time to go into any particular thing. But I was just thinking that, you know, maybe we could take our cause on a broader level and see if we can get others to help.
So I guess my question is, okay, the North Hills identified trafficking and immigration, and Janice is doing trafficking and immigration in a poorer section of the city. How can we somehow build the connections? And I have no clue, but it seems like somehow we could build connections there.
When you made the DVD and the other projects you've worked on, this is a question for the group. What was your end goal in mind? What was the reason for that production that impassioned you to do that?
In my, I think you can correct me on this, but in our efforts to work on the issue of comprehensive immigration reform, trying to encourage people to write to their congresspersons and say, we want comprehensive immigration reform, we found that telling the human story, the human human relations story, was what really was had the potential to change minds and hearts. Wasn't that what we thought? And so we gathered people to that had stories to tell and tried to do it in a poignant fashion. That's what I remember.
Yes.
And yeah.
I think the other action we had besides telling the story was we got connected with Justice for Immigrants, and we did a postcard writing as well, so that there was some action that we were asking, at least from our religious congregations, you know, to send some kind of a voice to Washington on behalf of comprehensive immigration reform.
Well, postcard writing is yes, but it just doesn't turn me on. I really struggle with, like, having a letter writing campaign and a postcard campaign. That's not to deny that they're useful. It just doesn't seem to be something that I get excited about. So I like something more hands-on, like when we did the DVD, we got to meet people individually, talk to them, and hear their stories. And you know, I would love to help you with your project, and the big thing that holds me back is I have no Spanish ability, and when I did try to learn it, I could see it was going to take lots of time because I don't have a natural ability for it. And so that really kind of holds me back in working with the Latino population, unless they're bilingual.
Okay, so let me have you step back for just a minute from this discussion and what I'm hearing, because I'm not part of your group, is I'm hearing an agreement that there's more to do,
yes,
and that it seems to be immigration and trafficking. So mm-hmm. There's agreement on that, right?
Yes.
And some of this you've talked about, the different ways. Hey, well, we could do that. We could. It sounds like you've talked about that before. What are some ways that you can use if you stepped into the future? If you let yourself step into a future, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, what would you really see as different? How would you get there? What would be done differently and with whom? Those are just some questions.
Well, Janice, is your Casa San Jose would be fully funded and running with plenty of people and, you know, would just be almost like a permanent social entity.
Sustainable.
Right. A sustainable entity in Pittsburgh to serve the people in need. So that would be my, mm-hmm. that would be my vision.
Okay.
And also, in conjunction with that, I think there would be a way, again, I don't know the answers, and this is not all of our group either, but I think we can brainstorm, and that is to find ways. We don't necessarily have to speak Spanish, because just as you showed in your film when you were in Africa, you speak the same language even if you don't speak the same language. And I've had that experience a lot of times. And so if we can, even within our communities, but then broaden it to churches or society, the Pittsburgh in general, to ways of fundraising, to ways of engaging people who could help with the Spanish speaking, of empowering the people. And I know that my work with the United Farm Workers was that Cesar Chavez invited us to work with them, which I did, with a lot of heartache, you know, in the part of it. But the important part was that it was empowerment, that they would have self-determination and self-dignity, and that they would work to change the system, and that we worked with them. And so if we could get people, and we can from religious communities and church and the laity in general, to work with the people in some way. If there was fundraising, that we could do things like that to empower the people so that they could help each other. And together we build a community. I mean, that's just brainstorming with lots of work.
Anybody else?
The other thing that I would see in the future would be some kind of increasing the networks, you know, like Suzanne mentioned, you know, you mentioned, and we know Jeanette is connected in the Beaver County. I mean, there's a very strong representation there in terms of human trafficking. We have a presentation next week by the Association of Pittsburgh Priests. I mean, that's going to be on human trafficking. So again, we have another connection, and somehow if we could do something connected, I mean, that's the thing that keeps going through my mind, is connection.
Sort of collaboration with all those other organizations.
Yeah, collaboration, networking, making even contacts in some way, you know, that we don't even know. But somehow, even from your presentation, Suzanne, people are there with that desire to do it.
Well, I usually start with put some information in the computer and let the spirit work with it. So I was thinking that, you know, recently as a PAC organization, we didn't have our monthly meeting, but we went to Global Solutions to learn more about immigration. And I was thinking, we need to come and see your Casa San Jose and as a group, just, you know, to get our hands on it, to get the feel for it, to see where we might fit. And that's a very something we could do, and who knows. And the second thing is, you know that I keep the mailing lists.
Yes.
If we could even start an annotated list of all the people to be connected with, so that when we have something, we have that list prepared on our own, kind of thing. So two little tiny actions. But, you know.
Yeah, those sound important. So for the purposes of time, let me ask you a question. It's a little provocative, but it's like, do any of you have a sense, a vision, maybe you thought about it before, an image, of what's the end goal look like? If you made the impact, really impact you really want to make, what's that?
Well, in March, in March or thereabouts, the United States House of Representatives would bring the issue of immigration reform to the floor for a vote, and it would be voted positively. So immigration reform would be on its way. Then the whole role of Casa San Jose and other types of nonprofits would change to be accompanying the people as they do their paperwork. There'd be lots and lots of need for teachers of English as a second language, because that's going to be a requirement. And lots and lots of paperwork that'll have to be done, helping the people with their paperwork. And then the people would work towards integration. And as far as human trafficking, we would, the awareness would be so high that the victims would be uncovered much more rapidly. And when they're identified rapidly, then the perpetrators would also be punished rapidly, and maybe then it would start decreasing. Those would be the two goals.
Okay, so the group, what's the bigger goal beyond that? So there's increased awareness of human trafficking and people are being discovered. But what's that day in the future where the impact is really big?
Well, when the lion lays down with the lamb.
Yes. That is true.
But I, you know, this is going really big. But to me, when you look at religious life in the United States, you know, we have such a good infrastructure. Sure, there's lots of problems. We have a good infrastructure for citizens, at least. Is that we would soften hearts so that we would all remember our immigration status, our history of immigration, and with the exception of Native Americans and people of color whose families came in slavery, we were all immigrants. And to remember that and have a soft heart towards the immigrants and to be willing to lend a hand instead of the discouragement and the bias and the racial prejudice. So, and that religious communities would look at their own and from the very deepest roots, we would be that.
Yes.
Not just on the surface, but in our deepest roots, we would be that and live that kind of peace.
Yes.
You?
Oh.
I thought she had something to say. Passing the mic.
I did too. Absolutely. Pittsburgh could be a model of people working together. Low-income Latinos, high-income Latinos, refugees, international students, all of us talking together about how to make Pittsburgh better. That
I just had a thought.
Good, I was going to invite you because you're passing the mic and I'm glad to hear you say something.
You have a lot of experience with the Latinos in Pittsburgh. Do those who have, quote, made it have a soft heart to the immigrants who are struggling?
Well, I don't know if that applies to what we're doing right here, right now. There is work that needs to be done.
Okay.
Because the classism of Latin America just plants itself here.
Yes. When we did that film, We Are All Immigrants, there was one interviewee who was a doctor from one of the South American countries.
Colombia.
And the immigrants in Pittsburgh who are very poor, he takes care of them free. And he is very kind. He talks slowly. Nothing interferes with the care of the children of the immigrants. And to me, that's paying back.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking it would be important to get levels of the same, let's say, Hispanic or African or whatever nationality immigrants would be, to get a tie-in between those who have, quote, made it with those who are struggling.
So I have a question, because again, I'm loving this conversation. I'm loving what you've created and what you want to do, and yet you've been living with it for a while and I've just been introduced to it. So here's a question from out left field. So you made this DVD, and I have yet to see it, but I'm going to. I've read about it. What would be on the sequel?
Well, we want, this doesn't answer your question, but we want you to know that Lynn Collin and Dr.
Dennis Wojtek.
Dennis Wojtek from Duquesne volunteered total hours to which meant the interviews of all those 50 or 60 people that we did, all those hours, and all the hours to make it, and then it was like, how many hours long? And we got it down to 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that was all volunteer time, so there's that aspect too.
I have a wonderful sequel. It would be The Dream Becomes Real, and we would interview young people that now have the chance to go to college, now have the chance to get into college, to afford to be in college, and what their professions are that they're pursuing.
Big smile when you say that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Anybody else? What's on the sequel? What's next? What would be the follow-up?
Well, I was thinking the same thing with human trafficking victims. You know, when somebody actually is able to get free and to make it in life and realize they can live a productive life, not just a free life, but an actually productive life, where we'd find those people.
Well, I have those too.
I have two already.
So there's an energy shift as you started to talk about this. There got to be an increased excitement and movement. Did you notice that?
No.
There was smiling, there was laughing.
Well, she's practically jumping off her chair.
Yeah.
I thought, for the sake of the audience, even though this is a circle, that the Casa San Jose that Janice works at is in Brookline, in a Lutheran church. The minister there gave her space. And people came and volunteered and redid the whole thing, and that's where the place is.
So who else needs to be part of this conversation, this possibility that's not?
Well, the rest of the committee.
Rest of the committee, but
the
who
leadership
else?
Of the communities, too, not just the committee members, no? I mean, go ahead, Susan.
But it comes from us. We got it.
I was going to say, anybody here like to get involved? Meet us at the back table.
No, we need the leaderships of the communities to, you know.
Well, I think that's maybe another action that our committee should look at. We are a subcommittee of the Catholic Leadership Council.
Right.
Catholic Sisters Leadership Council. We just changed the name from Tri-Di, and we're all stumbling over it. But they're kind of projectless, shall we say, right now. And is there some way that we can discuss in our meeting how to have more influence to get them to actually take more action with us rather than just kind of shifting it off?
If we go away from here with this, if we want intend to, I think I heard you say previously that we were going to be asked, what are you committing to? Mm-hmm. Then at the next meeting, we can say what we experienced here. And then, if we don't get buy-in from the rest of the committee, the subcommittee, you know, if we do get buy-in, then definitely I think we have to go. Different sisters have to go to the leadership of their communities, I think.
Right. So let's go there now, because you were very perceptive. So in the time we have left, what are the commitments, the next steps that you've gotten from this conversation that you think would be helpful? You know, you don't have to stick with them, but what are you committing to? What do you want to do? Maybe each of you say something about that.
I'm committing to bringing to our committee meeting that we, sometime in the spring, actually come on site to your project, and that we talk about how we can support it in ways that fit within our means.
And sometime in the spring, meaning what?
I wanted you to say next month. I wasn't. bring it up at the meeting next month, right?
So, bring it up at the meeting. Then December's the Christmas party, and
One in next week or something.
Bring it up next week, and we could actually set a date. So maybe January meeting, assuming the roads are clear.
And then pick a time in spring to.
Well, no, I'm saying go to her place in January.
Moving to January. Go quicker. Yeah. All right, great. All right,
Janice,
who else?
Push the envelope.
Yep. All right, who else? What are you committing to or agreeing to do?
Well, again, it has to come through the committee, but I think that a thought that came to me, I don't know how feasible, and we can talk about it, is that there's one representative who goes to the General Sisters Leader Meeting, whatever they're called, and but they're the leaders, and that we all should go, but we have an agenda planned, and that we have like a 15 or 20 minute part on their program where they would have to listen to us. And it would be bringing, you know, the idea, if indeed we do say we want to work there, and then the extra thing with trafficking, and ask their support in some way that they would make it known in their community, and if they would in their churches and schools find out if people could help with the teaching English as a second language, or help with fundraising, or whatever.
Okay. Who else?
After we have our next PAC meeting, which is next week, I would commit myself to go to our own superior, who is a member of this umbrella tri-di organization, and talk to her personally about being supportive when she hears it being brought up at the main meeting.
Okay. And you, one last.
I attend that meeting. We already began talking about a possibility of using some kind of a fundraiser, and this fundraiser might be something that we can allocate to this purpose, so we can take it to that level and, you know, see what would happen. And I also want to support the visit, you know, and see what we can do. And the other thing I want to commit to is thinking about celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe this
December
year.
December 12th.
We've had our meetings always on that time, and we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. That's another commitment that I personally want to think of.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Well, one thing, I don't know I'm going so far as to commit to this, but I'll bring it up. I'll commit to bringing it up. You know, we were talking about a DVD, but that's a big production. But taking it to communities, we all have cameras that we can do these little videos on now, and to actually do an amateur kind of job, but to do something like that with some of the people, and so that we can take it to our communities, not so that we're going to do a public production, but to bring it into our sisters so they can actually see, maybe hear an interview with somebody from the Casa San Jose, and because a number of them can't travel anymore and can't go out,
sure,
and
sure,
but
sure.
they still want to support. Mm-hmm. And that way we could bring it to our communities with a little more excitement than just reporting.
Okay, so as the guardian of the circle and time commitment we have left, I'd like to just ask you one more thing, and that is, I mean, I've heard a lot of passion, a lot of ideas, a lot of commitment, a lot of what you've already done, other possibilities of who can be included. But now let's think about this process. So just some laser comments of, so what happened for you in this 30 minutes together in our circle process? What did you experience during this? What are you taking away?
Well, I got a tremendous boost of hope that, you know, we really will be able to move something forward coming out of this committee to support passage of immigration reform, as well as more support for actual case management for not only victims of trafficking, but other low-income immigrants.
Right.
What I got out of it was that there was a fair give and take and listening, which I don't always feel at our meetings, and nobody monopolized. And therefore, I had more courage to speak my thoughts.
Thank you.
We could work on that.
I was very touched by the many creative ideas and the openness and the willingness of everybody from our committee to share. Even though when we were talking, we say, what are we going to talk about? What's going to happen? There's going to be nothing. We're going to have silence for this whole time. And yet that didn't happen. So there is something within each one of us, you know,
yes.
that's there, and we're willing to bring it forth. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
The enthusiasm. The enthusiasm for the project, the willingness to be open, to move forward, that it's not a closed subject by any means, and that together we have a future with this issue, with both issues.
Thank you. Now, I may be wrong, but that word enthusiasm, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't that come from the Greek or the Latin that means filled with God?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
So... So let's end this with going back to the center, just being in a presence of, we've spent time together, you were willing to be curious and experimental in this circle conversation, and look at what you brought that represents your connection, your faith, your beliefs, your hope, whatever significance those are for you. And just take a few seconds to look at that, know that that's the center that you can always go to, metaphorically or really. And it's always there. And as we dissolve this circle time for now, just know that you're taking away things you have yet to realize and can continue this process and do this process on your own if you want to. Okay?
Can I end with something?
You can end with something.
So looking at the centerpiece, I am very thankful for Vatican II, which opened the Roman Catholic Church up to be more aware of these issues. I'm looking at the Bible, and I love Matthew 25, which is all about social justice, and I'm looking at the flowers and the brightness of the flowers as signs of hope mm-hmm. and the beauty of God.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's end the circle.
One more.
Whoa, we got one more. Sorry.
I just want to say, go Pope Francis.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Here, I'll help you get off with your...
Hey, where'd you go, Suzanne?
Who needs help off?
Carol, just me.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
I am the leadership.
Oh. I'm the president of the Pioneer Community Council. I remember.
Okay, well, we're going to have a pretty robust.